I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Salman Taseer was a champion of liberal causes. As governor of Pakistan's largest province, Punjab, he strove for justice. He intervened in the case of a Christian woman facing the death penalty over accusations of blasphemy. That was not a popular stance in deeply Islamic Pakistan. On January 4th, one of his elite bodyguards shot him dead, claiming Taseer deserved to die for his views. The assassin was celebrated by many across Pakistan. Shahryar Taseer is the governor's son. He joins us now from Lahore, the capital of Punjab. And first of all, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's a huge tragedy that, I don't know, the family is having to cope with. But I think that we will manage just fine.
How would you describe what your father was fighting for precisely in Pakistan? What was his vision?
My father was, he was very different to a lot of people in Pakistan. He had a very different vision. He always saw things in an optimistic manner. He's someone who's always stood up for the minorities. It doesn't matter what religion or sect or background or anything like that. It's always been a case of giving a voice to the oppressed.
That vision, though, may very well have cost your father his life. I mean, his assassin said he didn't like his liberal views, and it seems the assassin is getting a lot of public support in Pakistan, including demonstrations by professionals, like lawyers even. That must be a cause for alarm.
It's alarming because these are supposed to be the so-called vanguards of justice, of course, a reference to lawyers. You know, they came in and they put rose petals around this guy's neck, like parading him as a hero. And the whole world is watching. And it just puts shame in any proud Pakistani's eyes. And I'm one of them. So, you know, it's sad they had their moment and they sort of tried to ride on it. But it's not all of Pakistan. I'm very confident on that.
Well, I was going to say, because if we in the U.S. are to believe media reports, it sounds like the division is profound, a division between moderates and non-moderates, maybe the worst it's ever been. Is that accurate?
That's not accurate. It's always been a sort of silent majority that hasn't really come out. But now I think that people need to come out and speak, because Pakistan is being portrayed like that across the world, and that's not the case, because you can see that none of these parties have ever come in on any democratic election. They've never been voted in any manner, any sort of religious political party. So, no, I don't think that the people of Pakistan actually support this downright. There is a huge ignorance. The media played a very negative role. They portrayed and played with the wordings of my father, which had nothing to do with any abuse towards the Prophet or anything like that. But it was sort of portrayed like that, and it was portrayed that he was sort of going for the blasphemy law in terms of the Islamic law.
I mean, you've been vocal. You've been one of those vocal people about these deeds and thoughts belonging to these non-moderates. How concerned are you and your family for your own security?
I am concerned. We get sort of threats every day, and it's a bit ridiculous. But the thing is that, I mean, if we don't speak, who will? And the thing is that, you know, our father stood up for things that Pakistan, I don't think, was ready for. But I think it has to. It has to come around, because the whole world is watching. But these people try to spread fear. They come across and they try to take actions such as these high-profile assassinations to sort of show the world, or Pakistan rather, that if you speak, we'll kill you. But I think if we don't, we'll die anyways. So, you know, we've got to put an end to this. That we have to come out and be vocal.
Now, the United States is no stranger to political violence. We saw the horror in Tucson recently, an assassination attempt against a congresswoman just a few days after your father was killed. I'm wondering what went through your mind when you heard about that.
Horrific. I couldn't believe it. I just, you know, it sort of made me feel like at least I'm not alone. At least there are people. This is not just in our country, this is across the world, that people are in this ignorant state of manner where they can come out and sort of take, you know, killing actions against opinions. That's just ridiculous. It should not be anywhere in the world. But it broke my heart for the family of those of that congresswoman, because it's just, you know, I feel for how difficult it must be for them.
And how would you contrast the responses in Pakistan to your father's assassination to the response here to the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords?
I'm glad people didn't do what they did over here. But again, there's such a sturdy sort of judicial system over there where, you know, the fear is on the opposite end. If you come out and try to celebrate it, you'll be condemned rather than the other way around, which is over here. So at least, you know, at least it shows that we are worlds apart and yet connected in small ways.
Shehryar Taseer is the son of Salman Taseer, the assassinated governor of the Punjab province of Pakistan. He was speaking to us from Lahore in Punjab. Thank you very much for your time, Shehryar.
Thank you.